The mayors in black want you to know that we think Black Lives Matter. People of color matter. LGBTIQA+ lives matter. People with disabilities matter. We think all populations that have been systemically oppressed matter. We hear you. We see you. We know we benefit from these systems, and we want to be better allies.
Everybody, this is Heather with Mayors in Black, and this is a bonus episode for the custom contest. I am joined, as always, by my fantabulous, beautiful, wonderful co-host, Jackie.
Greetings, all. Hi, Heather.
Hello. We're a little punchy today.
Today. She says today.
Oh, and we're the Model Horse Podcast for hobbyists by hobbyists.
Yes. So we're punchy because it is Wednesday of Briarfest week. And I'm in New Jersey, and you're in Colorado,
yep.
And we are not drinking bourbon in Lexington, Kentucky right now.
We didn't get to go to Cracker Barrel this morning.
Nope.
Not going to Tacubana tonight. Cracker Barrel in my life.
I know. I wonder if the Cracker Barrel does takeout.
Everything does takeout right now.
I know. I can't think of where there's a Cracker Barrel within 50 miles.
The only Cracker Barrel here is like way up north, and it's just not worth it.
Yeah, it's not worth that kind of drive.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, rumor has it they're starting to serve like alcohol brunch at some Cracker Barrel.
They were before. Why would you do that to Cracker Barrel? Like,
I think that would be fantastic.
I don't want a mimosa with my country ham and potato casserole. Like, I don't.
Is that your breakfast go-to at the Cracker Barrel?
You're there. Don't you always see me order country ham?
For breakfast, though?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would agree. A mimosa, that's a Bloody Mary. That's not a mimosa.
It's not, no. It's like grandma's Sunday brunch or lunch or dinner after church, and there's no booze. That's sacrilege.
I would absolutely need alcohol to get through a brunch in my front of my family these days.
Oh, see, you're not. Like, you're half
preferably
your family's,
Everclear.
Half your family's not Southern Baptist, so.
No, they might be worse than that.
Yeah, but at least they admit to drinking. Mine all drink in the closet.
Oh, okay. It's the open shame versus the I'm just going to get hammered and fight you.
Right. I mean, that's why my parents became Episcopal, so they could just do whatever the hell they wanted and still believe in Jesus.
I'm fascinated that you can have like an organized religion and you don't believe in the religion part of it. That is amazing to me.
No,
like, I should look into that.
What do you mean? Like, Episcopal, they just believe in God, and there's not a dogma with the Episcopal Church. Do you know what I mean?
No, clearly I don't.
It's just, well, that's why we call it Catholic light, because they stripped out all the confession and all the shame and all that kind of crap.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
I thought the foundation of Christianity... This is going to get way too heavy for this. I thought the whole foundation of Christianity was you believed in Christ, which is Jesus.
Right, but Jesus was a pretty laid-back guy.
Well, yeah, I would mostly agree with that, yeah.
It's all the people that kind of ran the messaging after that that got a little out of control. Like,
oh, yeah,
you know,
100% agree with that.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can believe in the message of Christ, which is the New Testament, and not, you know, want to, you know... believe in all the
change everybody to fit your own personal
right. No, that's
thing.
Not what he
okay
was
yeah no that I could get behind.
Like he ministered to the sick and the poor, and you know, he yep. You know, if he came back right now, all those holy rollers would not know who he was. He'd be a black man, he'd be a hippie,
yeah,
or at least a Middle Eastern man.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they the Christ they love is not the Christ that is Christ.
Like, I saw something about, you know, I really prefer canon Jesus.
Right. There used to be stickers in the South you would see that would, like, "Dear Jesus, please save me from your followers."
Oh, my goodness.
All right, and that has been your theological lesson for the day.
Yeah, I hope you like that. We're going to make that a regular thing along with therapy and Gamer's Corner.
So we're here mostly to talk about... what we know of who made the finalists for Best Customs 2020. Yep. We've got about, I'd say about 85%. And then we have some that we think are going to be the finalists that we didn't get confirmation on. But we're going to start with fantasy.
Because
fantasy is fun.
Yeah, fantasy is fun. So we have two confirmed finalists and one we aren't sure of.
Well, we're pretty sure of, but
I'm going to say aren't sure of because it's Briar. It could be curveballs. So first up, of course, is Amanda Brock of Rogue Horse Studios with N-Bar. This is her light up custom Cleveland Bay. What's
N-Bar's? N-Bar of the Flowing Mane?
N-Bar with the Flowing Mane.
Okay.
So N-Bar is related to it's a Celtic myth that she found because she specifically said she did not want to do a Kelpie. So, which is
nice.
That's cool. So this is not something I'm totally familiar with, but it's really cool. And he lights up and he's galloping along the water with a dolphin and it's really cool.
Yeah. Two dolphins. Would you say he's a Cleveland Bay?
He's definitely Cleveland Bay. She carved him up from. He was an Oliver, actually, to be specific. So he was last year's Spryerfest horse.
Chopped up Cleveland Bay, running on the water. He's gray with kind of aqua clear.
Yeah.
Mane and tail, and then he's carved out to light up through all these Celtic symbols. He's so cool.
He's really nifty.
He's kind of a shoe-in. When I saw him, I was like, oh, yeah, like, that's in.
Like, if that doesn't get in, that's really 2020 in a nutshell. Right.
And she's really gone into depth on her Facebook page, probably her Insta as well. Mm-hmm. All the steps through wiring, you know, CMing the horse, wiring the horse, making the base, making the dolphins or the porpoises or whatever they are, and getting this, you know, getting the horse to work. And when she revealed it, I was just like, oh, come on, Amanda, what is wrong with you?
Who do you think you are, Amanda Brock of Rogue Horse Studios? I need an answer to that question. Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, so that's entry number one. We're going to move on, I believe, to Deb O'Mell of DoWiki.
Yes.
And this is her Celtic Vitae. It is a set of four Briar fighting stallions, illustrated and sculpted to look derivative of the Book of Kells. And other, not just the Book of Kells, but other Irish illuminated text.
Yeah. This is a really, really cool entry.
So, yes. When I first saw it, I was like, okay, she has four fighting stallions she painted on. Like,
yeah.
And then I got to see the close-up pictures and it's almost like carousel horses because everything's, it's all in relief. They are pieces. These are pieces of sculpture or sculpey or whatever that are put on the horses to bring the illuminated illustrations to life. And the more I looked at it, the more I was like, this is the coolest damn thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. This is definitely one of these things. The more you look at it, the more you see.
Yeah.
And honestly, I mean, Deb has kind of done this. I don't know if you guys remember the Italian donkey cart at Nationals a couple of years ago.
Yes.
That's hers. She made that.
Yeah. No, she's very talented. Don't get me wrong. It's just that when I first looked at it and you know, I just glanced at it. I was just like, and this was before she got in as well. Before the drawdown happened, but I was just like, I don't know what I think about this. Like, I don't think this is enough. Right. And then, she actually put up these really detailed pictures and I was like, oh, never mind. I get it. That's dope. It's like, and I can't imagine how the meticulous amount of work and casting and sculpting to get, to bring out all that relief work must have been. Wow.
Yeah. It's
wow.
Really incredible.
Yeah.
All right, so our third entry, we don't know for sure who the third entry is. There's a lot of good ones, I think. I thought Fantasy was particularly strong this year. But the prediction slash rumor is Monica West of Kentucky Equine Creations with her Mammoth Shaman. I think this was a Duende.
Okay, I'd buy that.
Something about the general shape of his body that makes me think that.
So I was looking at her build-up pictures, and she never, that I could find, said what it was, but it wasn't an Emerson. It wasn't your standard stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't an Emerson or the other one people like to start with. the stock horse.
Yeah, I know the one that I know the one you're talking about.
So yeah, I'd buy it as a Duende. It's got the right stance.
Yeah, it's kind of got the right.
But it was a light horse. It wasn't a drafter that she pulled this from.
No, its body proportions don't look like a drafter.
Right.
Even though he's considerably bulked up.
So this is much like, was it last year or year before last? This is another character.
That was last year. She had that unicorn thing.
It's a 3D realized version of a character, I guess, that's on DeviantArt.
I want to say it's DeviantArt, yeah.
Which was the same with the last one, but I'm not, I mean, DeviantArt's a platform to show your art, so I'm not really sure.
I know she got permission from the artist to do this on this one.
No, she did. She did. I'm just curious if the origin is DeviantArt or if it's a game or a comic book character.
Well, people do original stuff on DeviantArt too.
Well, yeah, of course, but I'm not saying it right. I don't know.
You're
if
not sure
it came
if it's
from a book or something, and then somebody
I think it came out of somebody's head, is what I think.
Well, yes, I know that, but I can't. I'm not saying it correctly.
I don't think it's got a source. I think it's an original thing, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Sorry, y'all. My mom is giving me trouble right now, and so my fuse is about yay long. So
yeah, it's okay.
And I'm also not articulating as well as I usually do. Yeah. So,
but I think this is an original character, as the kids would say today, an OC. Right.
Okay. Original content.
Yep. That's what I think. So that's kind of a wrap on our fantasy things. So moving on to finish work. We do know all three finalists for finish work.
Yes. And the first one is Tegan Davis. And mm-hmm. I'm going to butcher the crap out of this name.
Yep. So am I.
I want to say it's Malahide, but she can correct me. It is a Source Pony Foal, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yes.
And it comes from the little leaping, cantering Welsh Pony Foal.
Yep, the new one, yeah.
Yeah, the new one that Josephine Vingerling sculpted, and it is cute!
It is very cute. I really love the soft kind of blondy tones on this baby that are under the stripes.
Yes.
It's really, really well done. I think Tegan's about to turn a corner here.
Tegan has turned the corner, if you ask me. But I just think it's so cute.
Yeah.
I am wrong. It is a Rau Quaggafoal.
Oh, there we go.
Malahide, I think. Sorry, Tegan.
Just tell us we're being stupid, Tegan.
I know, we're being stupid, Tegan.
just tell us, we know.
Tegan Studio is Zebra Strepus Studio. And she also, just to throw it in there, did a Rau Quagga Totem by Sarah.
That's nice, yeah.
It's so cool. So we're really glad she made it in, because this is an adorable little baby.
Yeah. Nice. Next up.
Woo-hoo!
This is one of the three Hamiltons that was done in that that Buckskin Pinto, Tobiano Pinto, that everybody used the same reference for. So yeah. Nikki Button got in with hers.
Yep. And shout out to everybody that handled that really well. Because that could have totally gone the other way. But it was her and Lauren Hofer and Darren Bunarchek all had the same reference, all used the same sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
And
all had three different executions, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, they were all so different. And so congratulations to Nikki. This is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful piece.
Yeah.
And finally, Mel Miller of Mel Miller Equine Art and her Altani.
Yep. Long boy.
Sudi Bay with a collar that she made, a traditional gold collar she made, Long Boy.
That name cracks me up.
I know. It's so funny.
Very heavily dappled. He's really pretty too.
Yeah, he's really heavily dappled. He's got a lot of white. He's got his own base. And he's just. He's so cute. And he's so long.
He is. That's why he's a long boy.
And he's going to be available for sale during Briarfest. I think he's up for auction. So
yes, I believe he is.
Or offers. So
he will be July 9th and end Sunday, July 12th. So that's where you go.
So congratulations to everybody in Finish Work. This is a really good group, and we're glad we could figure out, you know, we realized who all three of them, of the finalists were. Faux show. Onto Most Extreme. Now, this horse is interesting. I had no idea this was a cast custom.
Like, well, I did know this was a cast custom.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You did. This is Jennifer Kroll of Chuck Hinge Studios, her piece Evelyn, which is a scratching pony. I had no idea. I just thought it was one of her resins.
Well, I remember seeing her working on it before she cast it. Because I adore this piece a lot. It's really this is cool. One that I've always been like, I really should get one of these resins. I really should. I haven't yet because I'm lame. But I think every time she had a batch to sell, they sold out before I got to them. But I adore this piece. This hind leg that she has stretching up to scratch the neck. I just anatomically, that is beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the scrunching in the barrel where the skin the skin is folding up, like that kind of thing. It just turns me on.
Yeah, this is not an easy thing to do. Yeah, it turns me on absolutely.
And I don't see the Pam at all in here. Really,
no. Maybe the position of the front legs.
Maybe. But I mean, that's stance really. Yeah. It doesn't. She's built up on that.
I mean, even the proportions of this horse are different than a Pam.
Yes.
So when we're talking about extreme custom, this is what we mean.
Right? Like, what was it? I can't tell. So congratulations to Jen on that.
Yeah. Next up, we have this is a name I haven't heard before. Nicole Kent of Steampunk Studios with Le Tigre, who is a customized Albarozzo to, I think this is a portrait of their own personal Mustang.
Yes. Yes.
And he's like a brindley color.
Yep.
So it's really cool.
Yep. Brindle has got the, what did she sculpt it from? I saw.
Albarozzo.
Oh yeah. Albarozzo. Sorry. It's right there. Really? My mind is hit.
I know here. Pumpkin. It's okay.
I apologize.
It's okay. Babe.
So she did this really, I mean, I can't tell it was an Albarozzo.
That was not my guess. I thought it was a Bobby Joe.
I thought it was the roping stock horse. It kind of, the back legs kind of looked like that to me. So I'm totally wrong.
The roping stock horse.
It's a classic, right? It's in there one that's like, or the cutting.
The cutter. Yes. The classic cutter. I can see that.
But yeah, so this is a portrait of her BLM Mustang, I believe. And it's got the neck tattoo and it's all brindly and
it's cool.
This is really cool. Yeah. All right.
And we don't know the third one.
Prediction rumor, we don't know the third one. This floated, I believe, on Model Holics Anonymous that this was one of the, this horse legacy of Horse Heaven Studios. I do not have the personal name for this studio, whoever runs this studio. It wasn't on their Instagram. It wasn't on Facebook. But it was included in MA as being one of the people that made the extreme cut.
Okay.
So it's a Paint Me a Pepto taken apart and remade as a sliding stop reining horse painted dapple palomino with a lot of chrome.
Nice.
It's very pretty. The color is very pretty.
It's a very nice shade of palomino.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to have the links on the blog to all this. And it's, guess if I squint, I can see Pepto in there.
Yeah, you have to squint a lot.
Have to put it up side by side and look at it. But yeah, I it's got little Sabino patch markings on it too. So the pictures that we have, it's on a flat surface and it looks a little strange with the hooves being lifted up. But that's you have to.
Yeah,
take
but you're
into
not
account,
seeing that under the dirt that's
right,
flying up
when they're in the dirt, and that's actually correct positioning. Yeah. So congrats to Horse Heaven Studios, whoever you are. Let us know.
Moving on to performance, starting off with Erica Isbell and Stimulus Checks.
I love this piece.
Okay, one, that is a great name.
Right.
Two, this is a great horse.
Yeah.
I love this horse.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a really good horse, and it has it has switch out main and main, I believe,
yep,
from a short pulled main to a long main, like Rainers have, for, and then to a pulled main or banged main
for working stuff.
For working stuff, it's painted. Is it Robicano?
Oh, it, yeah, looks, I think so.
It looks Robicano. So it's black Robicano. I'm not even sure what it was to start with.
Could have been a Paint Me a Pepto too.
I don't know. I don't know what it began as, but
Erica, tell us.
I'm scrubbing her page to see if she says, but I don't see it. Mm. So yeah, she'll just have to let us know. But the Pokey Pony, that's her handle on Facebook. Go take a look. We'll have a link on the blog. This is a really neat entry, and she employed she was in the finals before with, I believe, Bristol, and it had a changed out main and tail, and that was super cool. So it's good to see her back in the finals again.
Yeah. All right. Next up is Lauren Wood with a horse named Encanto.
Encanto, I believe. Yeah.
Encanto. And this is the, I want to say this is the resin totalist. I don't think this is the big one.
I don't know.
I thought I had read that somewhere, but it is now a marathon driving horse with the marathon harness and the car and going through water, and it's very, very dynamic. But I know I thought it was a totalist, but I also think she said it was the, because Lauren kind of tends to do smaller horses.
Yeah.
So. And she, tends to do things like chop up presents. So if that's what it is, that wouldn't surprise me.
I look at the cart and I think, can you get that in 1/12?
You can make anything, Heather.
Well, I get that, but I don't.
Yeah, Briar Totalist resin.
Nice.
Yep.
I love the water in this piece.
Yeah, I think the water is extremely well done.
I love the colors. I love that I employed this when I did my Extreme Justice for cross country jumping. I took the extra step to put the sweat, the white foam on the horse. I love that she's done that here.
Yeah. It's an extremely well done entry.
Yep. Really good.
Yeah.
All right. We don't know who the third one is.
We don't.
I want to say Dari usually makes it into the finals, mm-hmm. And she has an English performance entry, which is her cachet. She also usually doesn't squawk when she gets in. We don't see it until it goes live.
So that would fit.
No one else. Sarah Bowman is not in. Megan Namaste is not in. So it would lead me to believe that the third person is Dari.
Yeah.
And we have a link to her entry on the blog. And it was only one picture. I don't know what else. If she showed a series of pictures with the diversity of her entries for this piece.
I've only seen the one picture.
And I got that off of Bramier. I went to Dari's page and I didn't see anything about this entry. So I'm kind of in the dark to as what it is. You know, what does it look like to you? Can you?
I can't tell. It's because I don't. Well, it's also knowing Dari, it's probably a smaller scale horse.
No, I'm sure it's like classic or little bit size.
But I don't know what it started life as. I mean, if there's a little bit under there, that's a ton of work.
Yeah.
If it's classic,
it's either a classic or a little bit, it doesn't look traditional size to me.
I would agree. But I don't know what it was.
Yeah, so it's this Appaloosa sport horse tearing ass around a hunter course.
Like, and when we say tearing ass, we mean like,
yeah, it's got runaway its head down.
Train people.
Yeah, like, yeah. So well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. That's the only I've snooped around everywhere I can think of to see if anybody else has claimed that they're the third performance entry. So it makes, usually people are very forthcoming if they get in. So it makes me think it's Dari.
Yeah. Cause that's a pattern she's had.
That's her pattern. Right. Just like Monica West.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Theme.
All right. And we're up for the final category, which is the pairs themes. Theme one, we know all three of these entrants. We're going to start out with, Cindy Evans of Knight's Tale Studio with a draft and a mini horse pair, Bernard and Fergus.
Bernard and Fergus, the setup on the photog, like the background and everything is so clean.
Yeah.
Like, and they're in proper focus. And that's, I mean, that's a lot of what you need to do for when it's online. It's, you're never going to see it in person. The photography on this is executed really well. I love the little prancing little pony. So cute.
I like the corgi behind the fence.
Corgi is so cute. She says Bernard and Fergus have been selected as finalists for best custom contest. Pairs well together theme class. Woo.
Yay.
I can tell what the pony is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what the big drafter is.
I don't think the drafter started as a briar drafter. I think it has a lot of epoxy on it.
So you don't think it's a draft horse to start with?
I don't.
I wonder if she tells earlier. Cindy, what was this?
That or it's got a head swap.
That could be very possible. Yeah, she doesn't say in the album either, so.
Well, perhaps she'll enlighten us.
Entry submitted. No, it's a light horse. There's stuff of her doing the feet here. So, okay. So there's a lot of detail about her working through these on Night's Tale studio page. That's Cindy Evans Yates's studio page.
Mm-hmm. Next up, we have Hannah Tripp of Helidoxia Studio with a draft and pony pair in the snow. And we waxed on about this in the preview. I still love them. Look at the tongue on the drafter, little teeth on the mini.
Hannah Tripp is a genius.
Yeah, agreed.
And she flies under the radar, and I don't think she sells or does anything but for herself. Like, I've never seen Helidoxia sell stuff, and maybe that's just me not paying attention. But I love this set. They're amazing.
Do too. The expression on the draft horse, it kills me. The mouth, the lips. Right. Ugh.
And it's tiny. These are very small pieces. These are not traditional. It's one of the things I like about this piece is it's very atmospheric.
Yes.
Right? You can almost feel the cold, and you can, you know, the way that the snow is blanketing their backs. And on the full size shot, this is another one where the photography was executed within an inch of its life so that it's almost a Christmas card, right?
Yeah.
It's so great. It's just so great. This is such a great piece.
Like, I get cold looking at this picture. I want to go in and put on some socks.
So Erskine the Shetland Pony started out as a G4 drafter vaulting horse.
Okay.
And the Shire is a Mariah. Classic Mariah.
Like, oh my.
That's bananas.
That is bananas.
So we'll have a link to her, to this, and to her Instagram, and you can, this is another great in progress. You can see what they started out as, and you can see what they ended up as.
Mm-hmm.
She's just super talented. She only has 580 followers.
That's a crime.
That is a crime. Y'all go follow Hannah Tripp and Helidoxia Studios. Like, what is wrong with you? Shame. Okay.
And finally, Laura Skillern of Don't Eat the Paint with Marzilla and Baby Simon.
Yep. And I purposefully picked this picture, but I'll add another one to her straight up blog. She got all gussied up and put on her red lipstick.
Yes, I love this.
And went out in the field and took a picture with Simon and Mirzilla. And she looks hot. So
it does. Yes, it's a great picture. Why do you announce?
So if you look at her feed, you can see Mirzilla for scale with all this different stuff, like a chicken and a banana sitting on her back. It's just hilarious. But this way, Fullzilla is the makeup for Baby Simon.
Yes.
And that's not surprising.
Yeah.
Mirzilla is a Misty.
Yes.
Which is also surprising.
Yes.
But she's
also cheeky.
She shows pictures of like an armature with pieces of Misty basically strapped to it.
Yes.
Like.
Yes. Like they're rattling around in there.
Like, so Misty's under there. I don't know.
Like
how
literally
much,
under there.
Like literally under there. I think she had some more to do with the head than anything else. But,
yeah. But not much.
But yeah. This is a great achievement and, you know, good for Laura. She always thinks out of the box every year and it pays off. And this is a super nice set and, you know, well-deserved.
Actually, the picture of the mayor drinking out of the wine glass cracking me up. I just saw it.
All right. So funny.
So finally, we're going to take a quick look through the program since that just dropped last night, I believe. I've only had a chance to kind of flip through it quickly, so this will be fun and exciting for me as well.
Yeah, so this is the Celtic Fling 2020 Virtual Experience Official 2020 Program.
Oh, the app updated too. I did see the app.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the same stuff. Yeah, the app's out there, and it updated itself automatically, so that was cool.
So we're just going to skip through this. This it's got the welcome page with congrats to the people that won the early bird model. Mm-hmm. It's got the special run models on the next page.
Does it have the prices on them yet?
It does.
Oh, hooray. The prices and the quantities. Very nice.
Yep.
Okay. Excellent.
The next page is dedicated to Ballino Castle RM. Mm-hmm. And that's the celebration model, which is on the show Jumping Warmblood.
Yep.
And then below that is the single day ticket models, Erin, yep. Skye, Jersey, and Orkney.
Yep.
I'm really excited to get my mitts on Erin.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Then they hit the next page's entertainers, which is Sylvia Zerbini, the Knights of Valor, the Bluegrass Seely or Kelly Academy dancers. The freestylers of piping and the Highlands Games athletes. Now, yes. I don't know how they're going to execute that.
Well, it's supposed to be a mix of pre-recorded and live stuff. So I'll bet some of this is pre-recorded.
And there is a rudimentary schedule in here. Like, we're used to having the big grid, like it's a con grid. That's not like that for this year. So then there is a page of all the sales models that are available.
Yeah, and a lot of these were like, you know, secondary guest horses too.
Yes, yeah, and some of them are just mid-year releases. So, yeah. I love Benelli. That's my favorite horse on this page.
Benelli, which that's pretty.
That's the Shenandale and Blue Roan.
I need to get my mitts on the Jumping Pony.
It's really nice. Yeah. I don't like that mold.
I love that mold, and I love the color. addictions. Whatever. It's fine.
So they, Briarfest Celtic Fling models, limited edition models are on the next page, which repeats Benelli, Falabala,
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake. WH Top Gun. Then there's also Green Man, who is the the decorator piece. Mackenzie with the little Scottish tartan accessories. That's the plush. Erie, who is the little decorator, stablemate decorator. Yep. And Kelpie is the bouncer, and it's the crystal horse.
So I had a thought, because we poo-pooed Croy as a surprise because she's a one day. This kind of takes bouncer out of the surprise lineup as well.
I never thought it would be bouncer, though.
Yeah, Rachel did.
That's true, episode. The base foo has turned out to be real. We haven't seen any with bases become the surprise horse.
Bouncer doesn't have a base.
Oh, I thought you meant, never mind. Yeah, I always mix up.
That's newsworthy.
Bouncer. I mix up bouncer and newsworthy.
Yeah, bouncer
not
does not
because
have a base.
They look the same, but because I just can't keep, that's like a glitch I have.
Yeah, yes. That's right. Yeah, I'm like, what are you talking about? He's standing. Why would he have a base? I see what she means. No, that's not the right pony. The one below.
I'm dumb. I'm dumb.
There is also a Best of Briarfest series of, I think, five or six stablemates.
Five.
Those are exciting.
Yes, especially the Django in the raffle twin day, the smoke dapple gray with the white mane and tail. I need that.
Delicious. All your Briarfest swag. Now, there was a pre-order period for swag, which I managed to miss, but the swag
did
goes on
really?
Sale. Yeah, because it was, things were going down,
right?
And it fell off my radar as to when the deadline was. But that was just for the pre-order. Apparently, the rest of the swag goes live on Friday morning.
All right, and we're going to move on to the schedule. So
find the schedule.
The schedule's the next page.
Yeah, I know. I lost my browser underneath things. Okay, the schedule. This is pretty sparse.
Pretty bare bones. So they say Briarfest will be broadcasting a mix of live and pre-recorded content all Briarfest weekend long. Workshops available are on demand to all three-day ticket holders.
Nice.
The hands-on hobby demonstration seminars, Equus Film Festival, Artisans Gallery, and covered arena activities like breed demonstrations, vendor marketplace, and entertainer contact is available to all ticket holders all weekend long.
Nice.
Live broadcasts from Briar headquarters will be shown on briarhorses.com during the times listed on page 9, all Eastern Daylight Time, to view virtual Briarfest. Each live segment will feature interviews with the owners, trainers, riders of the guest horses, conversations with Briar staff on the history of Briar and Briarfest, and a look at the model making process. Our host, Kimber Goodwin, will be answering questions live from our social media feeds and checking in on our open show and youth and children's model horse show clinic throughout the weekend.
Woohoo!
That sounds fairly organized.
That does sound fairly organized. All right, I feel better about that.
So to walk through the actual schedule, it's only listed for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's no Thursday component. Yep. So a lot of the artists are launching though for Artisans Gallery on Thursday.
Right. So that's when they would launch.
Right. Right. So you want to do Friday?
Yeah, we'll go over Friday. So, Friday from 9 to 11, welcome to virtual Briarfest. So much to do at Briarfest. So they'll probably have their opening ceremonies and it looks like they're going to help you navigate through the various Briarfest pages. Because it was, you know, as we heard from Rachel on the last episode, you know, there's going to be a version of the Ninja Pit of Death, and the store will be open, and special run lines will be kind of going off, and the Briarfest Live will be starting to roll out its results kind of on the hour, also, as I understand
it. Yep, that is correct.
Yeah, so that they're going to try to make it as, you know, as chaotic as the real thing as possible. It sounds like. I have already told everyone I am unavailable Friday, Saturday, Sunday because I'm just going to be in my office, you know, sitting on the floor.
Stuck to the computer.
Stuck to my computer.
Except for that hour you go outside in your worst lawn mowing clothes and stand in the heat.
Yeah, and get my husband to be a grumpy line person behind me. I have to come up with a script for him. From 2 to 4... check out the Artisans Gallery for some of the most beautiful works of art. So I'm guessing they're going to feature some of the people who have gallery spots. 6 to 8, Celebration of the Horses evening show. Oh, that's sweet. We'll be on to view at 7, so you can watch that. Catch up with the Celebration Horse, Ballynoe Castle RM, and rider-trainer Buck Davidson. Vanner Stallion Cheesecake, I'm not trying that. And Australian racing sensation Winx during the Friday Live segments. Cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. On Saturday, 10 to 12, welcome back. Time to really dig into some workshops and seminars. I have been told for a fact that they are pitching to my thing on the kids show, which starts at 10:40, and it's like a 25-minute thing. I don't know how much of that they're going to do. We'll see.
I'll tune in and blow kisses at you.
Please tune in. I won't be able to see you because I'm going to be on my own Zoom call. They're just streaming it.
Right.
But yes, please tune in and let me know how it goes. I'll have a little surprise if I'm actually on camera. I don't know if I will be or not. but we'll see. From 2 to 4, Diorama winners announced at 3:30. 6 to 8 p.m., the kickoff. I'm guessing they're taking breaks between like noon and 2 and stuff like that. 6 to 8, we kick off the 6 p.m. hour with our Saturday raffle winners. Don't forget, if you're a 3-day ticket holder, go ahead and register to get your raffle tickets. And announce the winning bids on our test runs. Oh, so that's when the auction closes, eh?
Yeah.
That's the plan. Saturday interviews include quarter horse legend Pep de Boonzal. That name's hilarious. The famed Temple Lipizzans, Blue Roan Clydesdale, Benelli, and an impressive display of mounted trail work with checkers. Oh, that I want to see.
Neat.
That's cool. On Sunday, 10 a.m. to 12.
Hang on, though. When are they don't say when they're doing best customs. That's usually Saturday night, right?
That's usually Saturday night.
Huh.
I mean, this is pretty rough.
Right.
As far as the schedule usually goes. Sunday, it may still be a thing in progress. We don't know, Heather.
Right, right.
They're maybe making changes as we speak. Sunday, 10 to noon. Remaining auction lots will end at 12 noon. Oh, that's going to be a freak show. Sunday raffle winners will be announced at 3:30 p.m. And they wrap up the weekend with a chat with dressage champion.
Adia HP.
Thank you. Eventing Superstars, Avatars Jasmine, and WH Top Gun. A visit with Combined Driving Ponies, The Gangsters, and Barrel Racing Champion Stingray. If you miss live, check back the next day for on-demand view. Oh, really? Of the previous day's live segments. Oh, nice. So I could just go watch myself be a fool. Okay, that's cool. All right, and on the next page, oh my dear. So these are all the workshops. We've announced the workshops before.
You listen to 43 if you want to hear them. We've been through them before.
Yeah, and these are on demand for the most part, so you can go watch whatever you want. That's a lot of workshops.
Weekend activities also include Briarfest Virtual Equine Extravaganza. Our amazing guest horses have sent us videos from their farms across the country. Mm-hmm. So those will be available online all weekend long.
Yep.
There was also a Briar Virtual Hobby Information Center. So the hobby booth.
Nice.
They're going to have hobby experts and all the Celtic Fling Diorama Contest
so you can go look entries. Oh, that's nice because it's usually hard to see those. So you're going to be able to at least look at pictures from the entrance.
Nice. Right.
Yeah. Good.
And then Briarfest will also have covered arena activities, the virtual Briar store, the virtual horse country booth, and the Briarfest virtual vendor marketplace, which is different than mm-hmm. Artisan's Gallery. Correct. These are the people that are normally in the covered arena.
Yeah, around the outside edges there.
And they also have a nice picture of the prize model for the diorama contest, Fesh.
Yes. Then you've got the virtual Briar booth, I guess where you're going to order, we're going to register for your raffle tickets. The virtual 5K, which I have to finish entering, because I really, really want the medallion with the kilt on it. That cracks me up. There's also a raffle for 3-day ticket holders for Glossy Ballyhoo Castle. There's 10 of them. Yep.
And the Artisan's Gallery that we hit on already.
Yeah.
Briarfest Seminars and Films.
Mm-hmm.
Hobby History with Liz Corey.
Yep.
Learning to Collect with Penny Lehew.
Repairing Models with Jen Danza.
And Jen Danza's amazing. I've sat next to her at Pony Up watching her repair horses. In fact, that's probably a picture from that.
Yeah.
And she was fantastic.
And I'll tell you, my stuff I have repaired for, I can't tell what was broken.
Oh, God, she's so good.
She's so seamless. I can't. And finally, It's Not Just the Ears with Leah Patton, all about your long ears.
And The Story of Sergeant Reckless with Robin Hutton.
Nice. And there's also a Briarfest Film Festival in partnership with Equus Films and Arts.
Yep.
Nice. So they'll have a couple.
Virtual Artisans Gallery. So we have not gotten the full rundown until now. And of course, this is twice the size that it usually is because it's virtual. So we have, I'll do the first page. You can do the second.
Oh God, I don't know if I can see this, to be honest.
Let me know when I can read it. Summer Prosser, Tammy Parmachuk of Winter Glen Studio, Sophie Skitch,
I don't know.
Brave Dog Customs, Elisabetta Zarzeka, Metal Fish Art, Heather Bullock, Equine Confection Studio, Nikki Button, Realistic Art by Nikki Button. Kimberly Bleeker, Total Image Equine, Anna Franziska.
I'm glad you got that one.
Schlepkow, I believe. Minis Repaints, Deanne Chelsis, Art by Deanne, Equine Art. Kristen Stramelli, KNC Equine Art. Katie Langford Illustration. Donna Cheney, obviously, because she's been. Every year.
Oh, yeah.
Animal Artistry, Karen Zorn, Zorn Art Studio. Brigitte Iberl, Sculpture Art by Brigitte Iberl. Leah Patton, Original Art, Shile? Sorry, Leah. I don't know how to pronounce that. Jody Jones, Begin Again Studio. Kylie Park, Studio Thornrose. Julia Harmon, HQH Tack Shop.
Ooh.
Kira, Marchacek. Art by Kira. Hannah Bear Carousel. Kelly Seeley, Kelly's Studio. Lynn Cadell's Caldwell, Snowdrift Studio. Anna Helt, Dreamflight Design. Canislitty, Canislitty Bronzes, Stampede Resin Castings, Larissa Sorg, Lamotti Repaints. Her stuff is amazing. Mm. Candace McCown, Creations by Candace. Jennifer Danza, Healing Heart Art Studios. Nicole Kent, Steampunk Studios. Jasmine Rulin, JR Studios. Mackenzie Jasarek, Chimera Studios. Cameron Oswald, Camelot Studios. Carrie Geller, or Keller, I'm sorry. Mm. Carrie Keller, Equine Art. Cheryl Leisure, Horsepower Graphics. She's another OG.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Scott, Aspenleaf Studios. Her lineup makes me
cry.
Melanie Miller, Mel Miller Equine Art. Morgan Kilbourne, Art by Morgan. I will miss Morgan's hair this year, can I just say?
Oh, yeah. Morgan's going to have to go just do a hair video for us.
Lauren Hofer and Lauren Skillern, Desert Fish Studios. Amanda Brock, Rogue Horse Studio. Omar Maggard, Kathleen Moody Resins. Mm-hmm. Karen Y. Gerhart, Westerly Design, Equine Art and Fine Ceramic. Monica West, Kentucky Equine Creations. Karen Williams, Two Blue Dingoes, Art and Glass. Mm. Laura Rock Smith, Crocus Cottage Creations. She specializes in carousel horses.
Yeah.
Layla Bakhtiari, Quantum Horse Ranch Studios, and Sandra Unden, Blue Duck Saddlery.
Ooh, tack makers.
Right?
Yep. And then we have the virtual vendor marketplace, which is going to include Alpha Mare Art, Cedar Grove, Cobalt Design, Creature Comforts by Erica, Daydreams and Things, K&L Cousins Boutique, Kentucky Equine Adoption Center, Kentucky Horse Park, Culp Model Horse Store, Lilla Rose, Maggie Bennett Sculpture, McWiggin Wonder Emporium, McWiggin's Wonder Emporium. That sounds fun. Meanwhile, back on the farm, ModelHorseKTM.com, Model Horse Warehouse, Pat's Ponies, The Retired Racehorse Project, SMD Customs, Thoroughbred Charities of America, Toys on the Square, Wild and Colorful, Wild Horse Custom Apparel, and Windridge Farms. So these are like, you know, the artists and the right. T-shirt vendors and stuff like that.
Yep.
Yep. Then we have an ad for the Collectors Club, the Briarfest beneficiaries.
So the beneficiaries this year are pretty much the same as they were last year. ASPCA, the Humane Society, the Cloud Foundation, 4-H Eastern and Western Roundups, PATH International, this is a therapeutic riding beneficiary, and Old Friends, where they take retired racehorses in to live out their days.
Yeah. And then we have the auction stuff.
Silent auction.
But I think they have the auction horses too.
Oh, they're on the next page.
But so the silent auction, there's a full set of surprise models.
Whoop.
Design your own briar.
Whoop.
Woo. A set of glossy celebration models 2016 to 2019. Wow.
Nice. Yeah,
that's nice. A Ballyno Castle RM gift basket with a glossy Ballyno Castle RM model.
Cool.
The 2020 Celtic Fling vendor pack, which is one of every special run model.
Mm-hmm.
A glossy Carter test model. Shut the front door.
Right.
Yeah. Glossy Celtic Fling themed vendor etched model. That's on the Bristol.
By Joanna Harris Spencer.
Yep. A painting by Jane Tilton. Or donated by Jane Tilton. Cornwall and Breton best customs prize model and runner up set. That's the Latigo and the Darwin. And a glossy Darwin,
I love.
People are going to murder for the Darwin. And finally, a glossy custom etched Shire horse model donated by Valentine's Darcher.
Then we have the raffle, mm-hmm. the raffle horses, Order of the Thistle, which is the Champagne Hamilton, Champagne Tobiano Hamilton, and Fields of Heather, my personal favorite.
But I know, yeah. I really like the Hamilton.
Altenai in Appaloosa.
Nice.
And auction models.
Auction models. So this is not the typical number of auction models.
No, it's way smaller.
So
a lot of legacy molds 16. Here too.
Yeah, there's only 16 of them. And they're starting off with an interesting one. The in-between mare in a glossy, flaxen, sandy dapple chestnut Savino. Interesting. Everybody's predicting that that's going to be the high seller. I do not think that's true.
What, the in-between mare?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think so. In-between mares, as we discussed earlier with the collectability people, the in-between mares that we know exist out in the wild, like, that's a different variant than this kind of one-of-a-kind.
I don't know, but they all get super Twitter-pated when you start talking about the in-between mares.
So. I think if this was this was an actual live auction, yes, I think it would be bananas. eBay, I'm not so sure.
I don't know.
That's my opinion.
Lot two is a Shetland pony, the legacy. I shouldn't say legacy, it's still in work, yeah. But it's the old mold, Shetland pony, glossy silver dapple bay Tobiano Pinto.
Yes, cute.
The paint job's cute, the mane looks kind of green. I hope that's the photography.
That's probably the photography. Lot three, the proud Arabian stallion in a glossy dapple liver chestnut. He's pretty.
He's pretty. And I have a soft spot for him.
Yeah, I do too.
He was. You know, the proud Arabian stallion led all my carpet herd, right?
Mine as well.
Even though we had, at some point I had three factions, they were all proud Arabian stallions in charge.
Nice.
Man, I even as a child, I had political rivalries and stuff like that going on with my horses.
That's
it was awesome.
Funny. Lot four, stock horse stallion in a glossy, golden sooty Palomino Obero Pinto. This is a very pretty paint job on this horse.
Yes, agreed.
I really like the paint job. It's pretty.
Yep. It actually makes him look better.
100%, yeah.
Lot five, Sherman Morgan, glossy, chalky, copper, chestnut, splash Pinto by Summer Prosser, designed by Summer Prosser. I don't have a lot to say about Sherman Morgan.
I
love
this
paint job, but he looks like a fish.
I don't know if that's the animal I would pick, but yeah, it's Sherman Morgan. What are you going to do? Zippo Pine Bar, lot six, in a glossy dapple buckskin. Also a lovely paint job on this horse.
This is beautiful. This is really beautiful.
Mm.
And again, makes him look better for it.
Yeah.
Lot seven, blue glass bandit, strawberry, Sabino Roan. I'm indifferent about this one. I usually am a big fan of Sabino. It looks a little poxy to me.
Yeah.
I'd actually like it better if it was just the strawberry roan. The Sabino was tamped down a little bit.
Yeah.
I love the mane and tail. It's really beautiful.
Mm. Lot eight. Ugh. If I had money. I had money. I might just bid on it anyway to bid on it because, you know, I don't have pockets that are going to be deep enough for this. But it's a Cleveland Bay and a dark star dapple chalky gray. And I hit his little pinky nose. I would do terrible things, Heather. I would do terrible, terrible things for this horse.
I would help you.
All right.
Because I love you.
All right. You've heard it here, folks. Once again, we're threatening criminal activity in the name of plastic horses.
If I lose my job, this is your fault.
All right. I will happily take that, but we'll have this Cleveland Bay, Heather. That's
I know, right? Like. It'd be just like a Christmas miracle. Lot nine is Salonero and Dark Bay Overo Pinto. I can't tell if it's glossy or matte. I think it's glossy.
Although they usually say if it's glossy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. But it's still very pretty.
Yeah, it is very pretty. Lot 10, a Roxy in a glossy black leopard Appaloosa. I would have liked to see this horse in person because I feel like Leopard Appaloosa can go either way.
Yeah. I think it looks okay. I'm not a fan of Roxy. I'm just not.
Yeah, it's all right.
I know performance people love her, but meh.
Nah, she can be problematic because she's so strung out.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway.
Lot 11, Geronimo, glossy bay, glossy dapple bay, minimal splash, Pinto with badger face. Love it.
Yes, love it. 100%. Here for it.
I can see where I can even see the badger face. Yeah. I can only see part of it, but I know where they're going with it. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty. And it's pretty color on that horse.
Yeah.
Lot 12, the Andalusian mare in foal. The mare is a red dun snow cap blanket Appaloosa, and the baby is a Griot blanket Appaloosa.
I love that mare.
I do too.
With the core of my being, I love that mare. They could paint it puke green and I'd still love it.
Perhaps they will, now that you put that out in the universe.
This is such a... I'm not the biggest fan of the foal. I know a lot of people are, but they're a great pair, and I love this paint job on them.
Yeah, they're nice.
Lot 13 is the Racking Saddlebred Stallion Gold Champagne Pinto Saturday raffle model, Order of the Thistle. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this horse.
Lot 14. This is the one that I think will be the high seller.
I agree.
This is George. They call him the Rhinish Draft, in a glossy metallic sooty dapple palomino. So basically, yeah, this is your chance to get the premier horse for, you know, before anybody else can lay their filthy little hands on it, is to buy the one in the auction.
Yeah.
Lot 15. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the premier horse in any other color, but the premier horse color.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, the first.
Oh, he's also a special run, isn't he?
Oh, you're right. He is. I forgot.
Okay, go ahead.
But this one's really pretty.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyway, I think that's the high seller.
I think Cam burst a vessel when he saw it.
Probably.
Cameron who?
Who? Clown?
Who?
Crow?
Clay?
Something like that.
Clark?
Lot 15.
Hey, it's my turn.
Oh, sorry. Go. Oh my God. Such violence.
I know. Well, it's the Heather one.
I know.
Oh, man.
Go for it, baby.
Lot 15 is the Yakutiki in Dark Bay Varnish Blanket Appaloosa Fields of Heather, the Sunday raffle model.
Yep.
And finally,
lot 16, Sage Mustang Mare, a glossy black and purple alternative Nevermore with gold interference. I'm sorry, this is pretty.
It is pretty. I really like this.
I like that a whole bunch.
I think that I love the Nevermore pattern. So there's the auction. Ladies, rev up your wallets.
Yes, seriously.
And men. Sorry, men. Sorry, everybody else, too, that doesn't identify that way. We're trying, guys.
We're trying. We're old. I just say people of Briarfest.
People of Briarfest. People. And on the back page, did you know that we're getting a saddlebred
I know, the 2019 release number 2. Oh, I remember this time last year where people were having aneurysms about that horse.
Oh, I posted a memory.
Aneurysms.
Where, what did I say? I put it into this.
The people said ASB and then they fell apart their work during their work. It was really funny.
So worth it, though. Let me see if I can find it, because
it's worth reading, because I forgot that I don't remember seeing it last year, and I read it and cried.
Several people sent me messages. It was like, thank you for making me shoot my drink out of my nose.
It's like that's hilarious.
Here it is. And lo, across the hobby, yon people cried out ASB, and they did fainteth away in their fields of work.
It's funny because it's true.
It is. Everybody collectively flipped out. So what this is supposed to be, and I don't know if this is a mistake or they were just like, they don't have the pictures or what. It's supposed to be the Fraley sculpture,
yeah,
with the Blaylock paint job on it.
So we've been told that there's still surprises to be sprung upon us.
Well, I assume
us.
That's one of them.
That's got to be one of them. Because usually that is kind of a surprise. You roll into the Collector's Club tent and go, what's that? And what's that? And what's that? And they're like, well, we don't know.
But you would think on the back page they would put something different, like just a.
Well, I think if they were, yeah, I think if it was actually in person, yes, I think they would hype it up. But I think they have to kind of be like, we don't know. No one's opening surprise models on Friday.
No. But I get that. But why would you put an old ad on there? Why wouldn't you just put some generic gay virtual Briarfest thing?
I don't know.
Anyway, that's the program
to get
guys.
Us talking about it like this. To be honest.
To go, is it a mistake?
Yes. Is it a mistake?
So.
Are they're toying with our emotions again?
No, I worked in communications for too long. It's
it's a choice.
I don't know. I don't think it is. It doesn't. I think it's a mistake, but okay. I could be wrong.
I don't know.
Anyway.
We'll find out.
Anyway, we're going to wrap this up.
Yeah, because I got stuff to do before we start.
We all got stuff. I have to get on judging. So.
Yeah, and you got to call your sister.
I got to call my sister.
Yeah, do that first.
All right. This is going to be the last show until we go live Sunday night.
Yep.
What time do you want to go live?
Let's discuss that off air.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, people, have a good rest of your week. Enjoy your virtual Briarfest. I know it's not the same as being in person, but yeah, at least it's something.
It's something.
We love you guys, right, and we will see
love
you.
Love you guys.
Bye. Bye.
The Mares in Black Podcast, created and hosted by Heather Malone and Jackie Rossi. Written by Heather Malone. Produced by Heather Malone, Jackie Rossi, and Joshua Wessner. Edited by Joshua Wessner. Engineered at Two Ton Studios. Fulfillment Enforcer, Jackie Rossi.